and welcome to Kids in Mind with Dr. Rebecca Weber, child psychologist in Geneva. Rebecca speaking to us this month about helping your children succeed in school. For more information, you can visit cabinetweber.net. Now, Rebecca, what role do parents have to help their kids blossom in school?
A very central role, because parents are the first artisans, if you like, of a child's curiosity. They are the pillars of their child's capacity to have reflection and the capacity to think. So that's huge. Also, children are experiencing those who are raising them far before they enter into formal structures of socialization, such as school. So parents have a very central role. Not to put any pressure on them.
No, okay. It's all down to the parents. If they fail, it's your fault.
Yes.
Right. Okay. No, but seriously. So what does it mean psychologically to be successful at school? We know it's all like academically you get your targets, but there's more to it than that.
Of course there is. It's not just about grades. So in terms of success at school, it's really connected with the experience of happiness. And what that means is the capacity to have an open mind, associating, to take pleasure in learning, to feel emotions around your learning experience, to feel creative. If you like, this is about an intelligence that is very alive and very incarnated, that belongs to the student, belongs to the child. Where I'm very optimistic, if you like, Mark, is that if there's been a kind of history of dissatisfaction, that parents can also really support their children to open up and to shift, and that children do change. It's really phenomenal. I know that as working as a psychologist with children.
So what errors do parents need to be aware of so they can avoid?
We could say all conflicts at home. So if you like a tense environment at home, rife with power plays and conflict, is setting up the child to be in a situation that's going to be perhaps difficult for them to be receptive to learning. So that could be, for example, a pressure cooker when it comes to, let's say, the pressure around grades. A child who is experiencing a kind of power play around grades with their parent is going to turn off their curiosity. Everyday life conflict around this kind of performance is going to lead to more anxiety. And anxiety really paralyzes thinking. And so that's not a kind of environment that we want for our child to then be more open to thinking.
So don't shout at the kid if they get a bad school report.
Yes. And if you see, exactly. And if you see a kind of repetition of the same conflicts again and again, between teacher and child or child and parent, then that's where we know it's giving us information. We need to make some adjustments to find more satisfying solutions.
So the net result is that parents should, in fact, be generally supportive about their child's experience at school in all of aspects of
yes.
their school life.
Yes. So you can kind of take an overall, viewpoint is that the everyday life exchanges around school should be nourishing rather than stressful. And that's an indicator as to how things are going probably for your child at school.
Okay. Rebecca, thanks very much indeed. For more information, you can visit Rebecca's website, cabinetweber.net. If you want to hear that episode again and others in the series, you can always go to our website, which is worldradio.ch/kidsinmind.